Well, hey there, food allergy mama. Are you at the point where you're finally in a bit of a rhythm with food allergies since your little one was diagnosed, but things are changing? Your little one is now being invited to birthday parties. Instead of just worrying about how much money you spend on gifts, you worry about whether the party is going to be life-threatening or not. If this is you, you're going to love this episode. I'm going to give you 3 steps to handle birthday parties with food allergies like a pro. Let's get to it. Hey food allergy mama, if you're here, you've likely experienced the scary and lonely food allergy diagnosis with your child. Unfortunately, food allergy parents aren't taught how to navigate the food allergy lifestyle, and it's easy to feel alone and discouraged sometimes. But I'm here to show you that food allergy life doesn't have to feel restrictive, scary, or isolated. I'm Karina, and I'm a 17-year food allergy mom and food allergy coach at Friendly Pantry Consulting. I specialize in making food allergy life safer and less worrisome for food allergy families like yours. I'm not perfect, but over 17 years, I've learned a lot the hard way, and I'm sharing the secrets and resources you won't hear anywhere else that will help you feel confident living with food allergies faster and easier than I did. From introducing allergens, travel, navigating school, and educating friends and family, this podcast will give you the essential tips and strategies you need to help your food allergy child and family thrive. Welcome to the show. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. Today, I just want to start by saying I see you. I know that navigating birthday parties with food allergies can be hard, and I see you making those hard decisions every single day. That's because you're not just any concerned mom, you're a food allergy mom, and allergens can cause a life-threatening reaction called anaphylaxis. With birthday cake, cheese puffs, or peanut butter cookies in the hands of 6 to 10 kids who have no idea that eating and sucking their fingers or a toy could cause food allergens to be everywhere, it's enough to cause any mom's stress level to go over the top. Except that most moms don't have to worry about it. Many moms are just as unaware as their kids at the party. So if you're at the stage where you're ready to navigate birthday parties, but you're nervous, I have 3 tips for navigating birthday parties with food allergies like a pro. But I want to start with a little bit of encouragement and talking to those moms who are in that really hard stage that sometimes us more mature food allergy moms, let's just call it that, forget about. And this is the mouthing and touching stage. If your child is out of this stage, you can say hallelujah because it is not easy. But whether you're in it or not, I have some encouragement for you. So bear with me before we get to those 3 steps for navigating birthday parties. I think it's important to acknowledge those that are struggling because your child is still mouthing everything in sight, because I want you to know that I see you and I understand. I was once there too. This stage is especially hard when there's so many other toddlers or young kids around who are also touching everything in sight. I know what it feels like because this was my daughter too, and we were fresh off our playdate incident where she encountered her allergen in the playroom of her friend's house, and it really scared me. You can go to episode 1 to hear more about that incident, and the reaction that she had made me realize that she needed to be watched closely around her allergens because she put things in her mouth so much. Honestly, that realization led to a lot of exclusion and unfortunately being left out a lot during that stage. It was really hard because people didn't understand the paralyzing fear of a bad reaction when we are actually supposed to be celebrating. I remember how others thought I was being overly dramatic or they didn't believe me, and I remember wanting so badly to have a normal social life, yet knowing that at this stage it might not happen. Needless to say, it can be a lonely and sad time. So if you're one of the moms in this stage and maybe a birthday party just doesn't seem safe right now, I want to encourage you with a few things. I want to give you hope and let you know that you are not alone. Unfortunately, food allergies can make us feel that way a lot, but it's not true. So here are 6 encouraging thoughts for you today. Again, these are especially for mamas with kids in that mouthing stage, but they are honestly helpful for all food allergy moms. So if you're not in that stage, don't be tempted to fast forward here. Hold tight because I know you'll get value too. My first encouraging thought is that this is just a stage. Navigating birthday parties will get easier. With guidance, your child and others are going to learn to wash their hands and not suck on everything in sight. This will come, and even though I can't promise the fear will go away, it will be less because you're teaching your child about taking care of themselves every day. So I just want to point out, if you have a child aged 2 to 7, definitely check out the free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide, because it's going to help your child get to those events a bit faster. You can grab that free guide at the link in the show notes. Encouraging thought number one is that you are not a victim and neither is your child. You are making hard decisions that you need to make, and your child is going to learn how to manage food allergies. Framing it in a way that doesn't make your child feel like a victim will help them become more resilient. Remember, they don't know anything different, and we can help them overcome. The journey of parenting is hard, but you better believe that it's going to be rewarding too. So hold on to that hope right now. Number three is that your child is going to be okay, even if they miss a birthday party or a few birthday parties. I want to reassure you here, because your child is not going to be scarred. Honestly, they won't even know what they're missing. But what they will know is how much you love and care for them, which is what's most important anyway. Thought number four is to be clear about what you need. If there is one thing that I wish I would have done more of, is to talk about what needs to be done to keep my little one safe. There were times when I didn't mention why we couldn't come to the party because I knew that people just didn't understand. And even though you really do have to pick and choose who may be ready to know more about allergies and who isn't quite in that headspace yet, by talking about the risks, you're going to open eyes. And even if those eyes don't open enough to see what they need to do right now at this moment for this party, talking about it is going to be important to open their eyes maybe in a few months or years. As I look back, I see that every little bit of education helps. Just take one step and one person at a time. Be kind and gracious. So just because someone doesn't understand doesn't mean that they're out to get you. And I know you don't think this, but honestly, there were times when I wanted to yell and scream. I would feel so mad when people thought I was being overprotective, but being mad didn't accomplish much. I found that when I was gracious and kind, without expecting people to accommodate my child, I was able to teach the most because it really opened the door. That whole saying about it being easier to attract bees with honey, it's true. When you're ready to say yes to birthday parties, whether it's your child going alone or you're with them, here are a few tips for navigating birthday parties with food allergies like a pro. For these tips, I'm assuming that the invite is coming from one of your child's friends and that you don't know the parents really well. Step number one is to decide if you're going to go with your child. Remember, only you are going to know whether your child is ready to be on their own at a birthday party. Feel confident in your knowledge and decide without second guessing. Don't worry about what the other parents are going to do. Just do what you need to do to keep your child safe. Step number two is to talk to the host in advance. This is one of the most important steps. I talk to so many moms who skip this. For example, I've heard of moms talking to the birthday party venue, but not saying anything to the host, or just quietly bringing a safe cupcake and not saying anything at all. But I encourage you not to skip this because it's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you're not going with your child, the host needs to be properly educated about anaphylaxis and using the EpiPen. There's food and allergens at birthday parties, but so many moms don't think of this. What if there was a reaction and the host didn't know what to do? It's just a non-negotiable in my mind. And number two, if you are going with your child, you need to explain why you're bringing food and why you're making those accommodations. Don't worry, this is not about demanding that the host make accommodations for your child. It's more about letting them know about the food allergies and then working out what will work best. We're not trying to take over the party, but instead we're just helping the host keep your child safe so that everyone can celebrate their child's big day. And as I mentioned earlier, talking about allergies is only going to add awareness to you and your child's circle of friends. I remember several birthday parties and getting those invites and feeling so excited for my daughter that she was making friends and connecting with other kids. But I also remember feeling a sense of dread. Dread because I knew that food allergies had to be addressed with hosts, but wishing with all my being that it didn't have to be that way. I wish that things could be for my daughter like all the other kids. And I didn't know what to say and how to say it because I didn't want her to make her feel like she was different. It would have been so helpful at that time if I had a template that would make educating hosts and talking about food allergies easier. I would have given anything for that at that point. So actually, I remember the day when I started to create a template for this. I was sitting on the stairs and I got a text inviting my daughter to a birthday party. And I thought, not again. What am I going to say? I have to go over this all over again. So I created what I was going to say and I kept it. And this time I thought, I'm going to keep it and reuse it over and over. And honestly, this has been such a lifesaver. I no longer had to worry about what to say to every single parent. I could just take out my template and reuse it. And of course, it took many times to figure out exactly what to say. It wasn't perfect right off the bat. I had to really refine it and make sure that I was clear and make it easy to understand. But as I used it, it kept getting better and better. I actually have this template available for you. It's an easy to understand email or text template that discusses food allergy needs graciously and clearly. It sounds trivial to have this, but it honestly makes such a huge difference. I've put it into the birthday party success pack where you're going to get a done for you RSVP template and checklist of everything you need to do before every birthday or party or play date. The cool thing is that this checklist and template pack is going to keep you organized and it's going to help you and your child feel more normal because it helps you discuss things in the way that isn't a big deal, and yet it creates food allergy awareness for your child. No more agonizing about what to say and how to say it. And when birthday party season is especially busy, it's going to save you so many hours and help you feel confident that you're not going to forget anything important. I put the link to that. It's called the Birthday Party Success Pack in the show notes. Okay, so step number 3 is to go over everything with your child. Remember that good allergy habits are important to work on as early as possible. Before each party, remind them not to eat anything unless they've checked that it's safe, and remind them to tell an adult if they don't feel well. But make sure not to scare your child since you want them to enjoy the party. A great way to do this is to download the free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide for a checklist of things to help your child attend birthday parties safely. Work on it every day. Not just when they're going to a birthday party. This is going to help them not interfere with their fun because you're not going to be all of a sudden saying, oh my gosh, a birthday party's coming up. You've got to do all these things. If you've done the prep work every single day, it's going to be okay. This is your child's time to enjoy being a kid. These birthday parties are exciting and fun, and we want to keep them that way. So, Mama, I hope you feel encouraged and equipped because I've been where you are and it's hard. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. I want you to know that you were chosen to be the mom to your little one because you have what's needed to parent them well, food allergies and all, and you can do this. I know it feels like a big step, but I hope this episode will encourage and inspire you. Again, don't forget to check out the show notes for the links for the free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide and the Birthday Party Success Pack. Thanks for listening and bye for now. Before you go, Mama, if you love this episode and want deeper support, head over to friendlypantry.com to see how we can partner together to keep your food allergy child safer and worry less. There's no need for wasting time searching all over Instagram, TikTok, and the web to get the practical knowledge you need for your family. While you're there, grab your free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide or the newly diagnosed checklist today. Topics are not medical advice and are the opinions, views, and property of Friendly Pantry Consulting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Always contact your board-certified allergist immunologist for health advice.